All right, in the studio with the half of the Memphis Dives.
The best half.
The best half? All right.
The most coordinated half.
Well, you're missing the low end of this band, aren't we?
We are. The drums and bass are gone right now.
Yep. Memphis Dives are here. Corey Cow Eisenberger and Tyler Soper is here. He's the guitar player, Tyler is, for the Memphis Dives. And Cow is
The other guitar player
and vocalist. And anybody else sing songs? Does Nick sing back there on the drums ever? Does he?
He's not allowed to have a microphone.
Not allowed.
No way.
Nick Phones, also in the Memphis Dives. And Nathan Anderson. Everybody Galesburg boys?
Ophim for Mr. Nathan Pony Anderson.
Ophim, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Where the heck's Ophim?
Right past Alpha. Yeah,
that's right.
Just north of Alpha.
Yeah. Tyler, how about you?
I'm from Galesburg. Yeah.
The Memphis Dives on the Orpheum Theater stage with a crowd coming up on Friday the 26th. Tickets either at 342-2299. You can call the Orpheum box office or get them at galesburgorpheum.org. Did I get it right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
yes.
Sounds right.
Here's what blows my mind, Cal, before you got here. Tyler was telling me that he's played guitar since he was in junior high school, and this is his first band. He did not get into his first band until he was 28 years old.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's Tyler.
Wild. It's wild, man.
But you were on, you played at Buddies, you did some open mics.
Yep. Yeah, I did that for quite a while.
What was pining away by yourself for years? Or was it just like, if I join a band, I'm just going to join the right one? Why'd you wait so long, you think?
I don't know. I think I just kind of waited for the right people. I mean, I've never been a guy to ever brag about my guitar playing or anything. So, I mean, when people found out, they were like, hey, you're pretty decent. But yeah, it's like, I always tried to just find the right guys to play with.
So. Yeah. You said junior high, and was it a band? Was it a different instrument first?
In band, oddly enough, I played clarinet.
Nice.
I did not know that.
I did, yeah.
Did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy clarinet?
Not really.
No. Could you pick it up today?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not.
Was it a push like, Tyler, you need a hobby, go, here's an instrument. Tell me about the genesis of the guitar.
Actually, I wanted absolutely nothing to do with guitar for a long time. Like, my dad was like, yo, I'll teach you how to play. And I'm like, no, I don't want anything to do with it.
Dad's a player.
Yeah, my dad played, and, well, he still plays. But and then just one day it clicked. I was like, I'm going to learn how to do this. And it was nonstop since then.
Yeah, yeah. You picked up dad's and just kind of?
Yeah, He had one laying around. I noodled on it a little bit and
fell in love with it.
Yeah.
Cal, see if I remember right. Grandpa.
Yes.
Drums.
Well, Grandpa got me into drums.
Yeah.
He actually didn't want me to play drums at first because he didn't want me to play in the bars. Sorry, Grandpa. Which that did not work out. But no. I actually started playing drums in church. That's how I started playing drums.
That was the first.
That was it.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And it progressed into playing in rock and roll bands. And then all of a sudden, a couple of the guys here in town were like, hey, can you play guitar? And I'm like, well, I know the three chords. And then next
did you ever want to learn it when you were a drummer? You're like, yeah, I'm gonna, I'll get that
the
one
The only
day.
Thing I ever wanted to do really with a guitar is sit on the front porch and pick a couple of like songs, you know, whether it be Guns N' Roses or just, you know, just let's play some cover songs on my acoustic guitar and impress the ladies or whatever.
Yeah.
And
well, guitar on your front porch is kind of your last 10 or 15 years of music.
Exactly. Well, right? That's what the guys were like, can you play acoustic guitar? I was like, I know three chords. They're like, here, you're the front man of a bluegrass band now. Well, all right. That's how that worked.
And that's Frank F. Sidney's Western Band of Volunteers.
Yes, it is.
Still a band.
Still a band.
Just on hiatus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, besides COVID and all that, we've all just been very, very busy.
Tell me about the very first show at the Orpheum with the crowd. Is you guys. You guys got to be honored. I know you filmed something for their fundraising Follies, Tyler.
Yep.
You said you were in the pit for some sort of program once.
Yeah, they had like they put on a show, like a musical thing, the Prairie Players did, I believe.
Yeah.
And they needed people to play in the pit. So, yeah, I was like, sign me up. I'll do that.
Yeah.
And it was really fun. I think they had like a 3-show run or something like that. And it was.
And then back in November without a crowd, Cal, you've been on that stage before. Tyler, what was it like? Was that like half of your live performance is not there?
Yeah, it was really awesome to play on that stage, but it, like, Nick and I were talking about, I mean, we got to play on the Orpheum stage, but absolutely nobody was there.
Yeah.
Hey, so it's like, cool, we got to do this thing, but did we really get to do it? Like,
isn't it like, not even if that wasn't your dream, but how when dreams come true, they come true, but it's in whatever way, you know, not necessarily the way you planned.
Yeah, right.
But you adapt. So you guys get a crowd this time, and that's awesome. And it'll be, Cal, do you know how many people were the Orpheum being very careful on how they put the show on?
They are. I think right now, and I think Aaron Glasnovich, who is the director there, she's being super cool about it, being very upfront and honest about it with us, and being, she's actually trying hard to get more people, but I think she said 50 might be the cap. But with the Orpheum being so big, if they can space everybody out just right, might actually get up to 75.
Yeah, Tyler, you were talking about that before you came in. Yeah. They might section it off and
right.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to be great on Friday, the 26th of March, the Memphis Dives on the Orpheum Theater stage at GelsbergOrpheum.org or at 342-2299. Right now, you can get tickets. The Memphis Dives. We're going to be back with Corey and Tyler. We're missing Nathan and Nick tonight. Know why they couldn't make it? Just jobs.
Work. Yeah.
Life.
They're old.
Stuff. Are they the old guys in the van?
They are the
they
older,
are.
Yeah.
That makes sense, dude. Strongest whiskey ever made. This is the Memphis Dives.
Whiskey ever made, had a home in Tennessee, sat on the shelf for 30 years, where all those passers by to see. Now the story of this whiskey is a legend all its own, a tall tale just a passed down through the years. Now sit my dad, I'll tell you all the greatest of all tales, a story about some whiskey straight from hell. Way back when in 1692, people came up from the ground and started the birth of the blues. That big old devil, he had himself a mighty big thirst. Yeah, he said, bring me something to eat some more, but my belly got stuffed with cold on this earth. Now the story on this whiskey is a legend all its own, a tall tale just a pass out through the years. Now sit right down, I'll tell you all the greatest of all tales. Slowly bounce with whiskey straight from hell.
Our friends Corey and Tyler from the Memphis Dives, who play the Orpheum Theater coming up on Friday the 26th. You can get tickets for $20 at GelsbergOrpheum.org. The Memphis Dives play the Orpheum Theater on Friday the 26th. You can get tickets at the Galesburg at GelsbergOrpheum.org or by calling 342-2299. Corey, Cal Weisenberger is here. He is the lead singer and guitar player for the Memphis Dives. Tyler Soper is the guitar player. What kind of guitar you play? That guitar's big. That guitar is almost bigger than you, man.
Yeah, it's a big Gretsch. I love that
it's
thing.
It's beautiful. That, yeah. The blue one, right?
Yep. Yes.
Actually, that blue guitar belongs to me because when he was looking at that guitar. Okay, so he got the blue guitar.
Yeah.
And he's kept looking at this other gold guitar. I said, dude, if you buy another guitar, then you're just going to have to give me that blue one. He goes, no, no, I won't. I was just thinking about it. I won't actually do it. Then like a week later, he comes over with this gold guitar. Like, look what I just bought.
I'm
like,
totally did it.
That is my blue guitar. Great.
Yeah, so the running joke now is that Cal owns my blue guitar.
Yeah, that's Gretch is mine.
Tyler, you're over at Harvey Brothers. You're a mechanic.
Yep.
I think you'd be buying cars, but you spend your money on guitars.
Yep.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Music makers like seeing Tyler. Do you have your own section yet? Do you have?
Not yet, but I should talk to Dave and see if I can get one.
Get a placard up on the wall. That's pretty great. Now, you guys, first live show back coming up on Friday the 26th. What was the last live show you guys went to? Cal, do you remember?
The last
live show you went to, you and your wife, you and a buddy. Do you remember what it was?
I honestly don't.
I know, right?
I can't think of the last one. It's been 18 months. The last one we played, we actually played a motorcycle shop in Burlington. But it was...
How did that go?
It was during COVID. It was last June.
Wow.
So it was really weird.
Yeah. It was weird, yeah.
What, crowd? No crowd? What, people?
There was a crowd until it started raining.
Yes. Yeah.
But before that one, that was very, really weird was we opened up for Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band in Peoria.
Yeah.
At Kenny's Westside Pub. And that was the day that everything started going crazy. So they were on stage just doing sound check, and then their promotions guy came up.
Yeah,
it was like
their manager
was like, tomorrow's your last show, everything's getting shut down.
they shut their tour down that
wow night.
So it was crazy.
National touring band, you guys were open enough.
Yep.
Yeah,
so we got to open for them, and it was a really awesome show.
Yeah, it was like 200 people there.
Yeah,
we had a blast, and then right after that everything shut down.
Kenny's Westside, but with 200 people in it,
it was packed.
They're on top of you, right?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, those are the best shows, right?
Oh, yeah, I miss those days. We're getting back there. We're getting slowly getting back.
Yeah. More with our friends Corey and Tyler from the Memphis Dives, who play the Orpheum Theater coming up on Friday the 26th. You can get tickets for $20 at GaelsburgOrpheum.org. Cal, he plays guitar and also sings for the Memphis Dives.
Most of the songs are all originals from me.
Yeah, but Tyler, tell me, Nick Phones, your drummer, this band, his idea?
Yeah, he brought it together. We were doing a thing before, and it kind of fell through, and it was really sad for me, because that was the first time I was ever in a band, and then when that fell through, I was all heartbroken.
Now, what was that band? Was it not quite a band yet?
We had like 8 practices.
Yeah.
And we were really starting to get into a groove, and it kind of fizzled out, and so then Nick was like, you know, don't worry about it. I got something in, you know, going. So he got a hold of Cal and told him, he's like, hey man, I got a backing band for you if you want it. We all have jobs. None of us have drug habits. We all have our own gear, all our own cars.
Yes.
Like,
so you put it together with Tyler.
Yeah. Cause
you got a phone call.
These guys were playing at open mics and stuff too. And then, you know, I'd come up there every once in a while and play open mics. And Nick knew me from Frank. And was like, he plays, he's got songs, let me just get a hold of Cal.
Yeah.
And then, bam, there, just all fell into place.
First bass player was Andy.
Andy Greiner.
Andy Greiner, yeah. Off doing a career school and whatnot, right?
Yeah, he's in Chicago, and he's still playing. He just came down the other day and played a show at Kraft.
That's right, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
So
yeah.
He's still playing, too.
He's a great bass player. And yes. So after he left... You got Nathan Anderson.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's also in Frank. He was playing guitar in Frank as well. And when Andy split, we all looked at each other and said, what do we do now?
Right, yeah.
And all of a sudden, Nick goes, wait, doesn't Pony play bass? Which we call Nathan Pony. And we're like, well, yeah, he does play bass, because we used to play in Spoon River String Band.
Yes.
And then we're like, he still has a bass. Let's ask him if he wants to join. And then all of a sudden, there he is. So,
that's so great.
Yeah.
My wife asked me, what do Memphis Dives do? That's Cal's band. And I was like, it's so tough to pigeonhole. You can't just say, they're a rock band. You can't just say that.
Yeah, we have a hard time describing it to people.
Right,
I always tell people, it's like, once you hear it, you understand.
Yeah.
But like, up to that point, we can throw all kinds of names at it, and you just, okay, I guess. But then once you hear it, you're like, I get it. I get it.
It's a little bit of rockabilly. It's a little bit of bluegrass. It's a little bit of blues. It's a little bit of rock and roll. I mean, we just... Yeah, you're right. You can't pigeonhole it. I just write songs that I think sound okay, and then bam, we make a song. And if it sounds cool, it sounds cool. You know.
Thank you.
That's pretty great. The Memphis Dives play on the Orpheum Theater stage coming up on the 26th. It's a Friday. What time does that show start?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we're making it as big as we can. I mean...
Yeah, it's going to be more than just four guys noodling on stage for 2 hours.
What do you mean? Can I have a little bit of hint? A little bit of a hint of what you might bring?
Well... When they first approached us about this whole thing, they asked us and we're like, yes, of course. And then I started thinking like,
they came to you. They said they did first show back.
Yeah, and they're like, would you guys be able and wanting to do it? And we're like, yeah, let's do it. And then I'm sitting around thinking like, for one, it's been almost a year since we played in front of people.
Yeah,
and two, it's such a big place. Like you're gonna have four. Idiots on stage kind of just playing and going, oh, here's some music for you. So we decided since it's at the Orpheum and there's the projectors and lights and you name it there, let's use it to the fullest potential.
So might as well use your resources.
I got a hold of Tyler and I'm like, let's do some videos and let's get the lights going. And
yeah, and oddly enough, audio. I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, one thing I do want to mention about this show that is very special, actually, is Ed Young, who used to own White Panther Tattoo.
Yes.
Tattoo artist. Really, really great artist. He did our poster.
Nice.
For this show. It is a one-off poster. If you buy tickets to this show, you will get a free poster.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And the artist is Ed Young. We want to shout him out. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. At the Orpheum Theater, but the very first show with the crowd is the Memphis Dives on Friday the 26th. Tickets are how much, guys?
They're $20.
$20, that's awesome.
Everything goes right back to the Orpheum, man. Yeah, because we got to keep that place going.
Yeah.
We got to keep it going.
Yeah, we're donating all the ticket sales right back to the Orpheum.
Corey Weisenberger and Tyler Soper, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, the Memphis Dives, don't miss them on the Orpheum Theater stage coming up Friday the 26th, the very first show back.